AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The AP's Sam Mednick has the latest on indirect talks between Israel and Hamas, one day before October 7th, the second anniversary of the war in Gaza.
After 2 years of devastating war in Gaza, there is some hope at a breakthrough. Israel and Hamas are in Egypt meeting with mediators to discuss President Trump's plan. But there is still a lot of questions and uncertainty, and there is no clear way out. While Israel has clobbered its enemies in the Middle East, it hasn't achieved its war goals. Hamas has been weakened, but it's not defeated, and there are still hostages that remain there. Hamas has said that it is willing to release the hostages, but it hasn't addressed the issue of disarmament, something that Israel has demanded. Hamas still has influence in dwindled areas of Gaza that are flattened and largely depopulated. And while Israel has had victories, it has come at a huge cost.
The U.S. government shutdown is entering its seventh day. At a news conference yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says serious consequences loom if the shutdown continues.
If the Democrats do not vote to open the government tonight, federal workers will not receive their next full paycheck. Additionally, the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children will run out of federal money very soon.
The Nobel Prize in Physics will be announced today. This comes a day after a trio of scientists won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discoveries about how the immune system knows to attack germs and not our bodies. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez is now facing a felony battery charge for what authorities said yesterday was a fight over parking. This charge is in addition to the misdemeanor charges that the Fox Sports analyst was already facing from this weekend's incident in Indianapolis. Asian shares were mostly higher today on quiet holiday trading, and U.S. futures slipped and oil prices rose. This is AP News. The hockey season is back and will feature Olympic participation for the first time in over a decade.
The NHL season starts Tuesday night with a triple header that includes the Florida Panthers raising a Stanley Cup banner for a second consecutive year. Forward Sam Bennett's team received their rings in a Monday ceremony and is going for the league's first three-peat since the Islanders' early 1980s dynasty.
We did the hard work to earn these titles.
Others around the league, like Rangers forward Matt Rempe, are ready to get back to work.
New opportunities, and you know, you've worked all summer to be a better player, and you gotta showcase that.
Connor McDavid's Oilers and the Golden Knights are co-championship favorites. The league will pause for 2 weeks in February for players to compete in the Winter Olympics for the first time since 2014. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.